Daily, the father of the prodigal son looked down the lane praying for his return. When he finally came home, Dad ran out to greet him. Dad hugged him and kissed him. "Dad," the boy said, "I'm not worthy to be called your son." He never even got to the "Can I be a servant?" part. Dad said, "That's it, son. No more of this nonsense. Once a son, always a son. Come on, guys. Bring out the best robe. Get the shoes and ring." All indicating sonship, not servanthood. "Hurry, hurry. The boy's back. Kill the fatted calf. Let's go, let's go. Time for a feast and celebration. My boy, my boy. He was lost and is found. Hallelujah." To make him a mere servant rather than a son would be to not totally forgive him. I'm telling you, when a sinner repents, they're celebrating in heaven. God calls a party. Why would you want to wander around in the short-lived pleasures of sin when you can spend forever with a dad like that? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product, it's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. Weeknights, 6 to 7. The first hour of each day's program is aired on AM Radio, 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. And in the second hour, I am going to discuss the attempted disruption of Trump speaking today. And it appears as if they found a vehicle with explosives. And another possible attempt to kill, murder, to assassinate Donald Trump. He won't be assassinated. It's not in the Bible. I don't want to go over this one more time again. He won't be assassinated. He is not going to... There's not going to be a bombing. His jet is not going to fall out of the air. Every attempt to eliminate him is going to fail. Every attempt will fail. Donald Trump is going to continue until God says he is going to be dismissed. He will leave the political world, walk away, be replaced. His future in the political spotlight is about over, but he's not going to be assassinated. He won't die through bombings. That's not how he's going to leave this world. He's going to leave the world naturally. I know that maybe you would disagree with me. That's fine. You may disagree. I'm just telling you, I know Donald Trump is in the Bible two places. He is on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple. At the end of his speech, Solomon said that there would be a stranger that would come to Israel and pray toward the temple. That was Donald Trump. King Solomon knew about the stranger that would come from a distant nation, America, and he would pray toward the temple from the Wailing Wall, from the Western Wall. That prophecy Solomon was telling the Jewish people. Someone who is not Hebrew, who is not Jewish, is coming from a distant land across the ocean. But he will come to Israel, and he will acknowledge the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He will acknowledge that and give honor to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the act of praying toward the temple, which was the center, would be the center of the Jewish religion, honoring the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Donald Trump is a Christian. He's a young Christian, but nevertheless, though he's a young Christian, he is a civil servant. He was the president of the great, great empire, the greatest empire in mankind's history. He is still involved with attempting to continue to make this nation what it once was. He will fail. He won't be able to do that. Revelation chapter 17, there's the riddle of the seven kings. I mention this because I get new listeners listening. He is one of the seven kings or presidents mentioned in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the final seven presidents of the United States of America. He is number seven. He's not the final king. Number six will be the final king. Number six will return to power, the one that preceded Donald Trump. He will resume power once again. Donald Trump will not be assassinated. He will not resume power through the assassination or death of Donald Trump. The sixth king will return to power through an unlawful, illegal means, unconstitutional, a coup, an overthrow. That's how he'll return. And the people will welcome him. The people, many, will welcome him. They will be glad to see him return to power. The reason they hate Donald Trump so much. Why? Because Donald Trump is a Christian. America is a nation of Satanists. The Satanists do not want to be ruled by a Christian. They didn't want to be governed by a Christian during the 4 years of Trump's presidency, the first 4 years. He did win the next election. But the devil worshipers of these country in the positions of power up at the top, in the corporations, in the government, in the military, in the senior executive service, all the agencies of intelligence, they hate him. These people, these agencies are full of devil worshipers. They do not want to be ruled by a Christian. The hatred of the Christian people don't know how deep that hatred is. But if you understand witchcraft and Satanism, you get an idea. Witchcraft. Satan's rule, Satan's kingdom. They don't want a Christian in power. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio. America,
In the once Christian-influenced nation of America, but now the nation that is influenced by witchcraft, you would have the final seven presidents, beginning with Carter and having Donald Trump as number seven. And of the seven, only one would be a Christian, number seven, Donald Trump. What I mean, Christian is born again, Jesus Christ in him. And this new world order, the previous six individuals, starting with Carter, would be new world order, which is a satanic government, world order government. You see, the people of the world don't realize that the new world order, they don't ever discuss that it is a satanic world order, a order that is given over to Satan. And the purpose of the New World Order was to bring every nation, every person into a satanic system. And those that would not worship Satan would die. A complete world ruled by Satan. Now, I'm going to present something to you that even the Christian theologians don't know. Before Adam was created, there was some type of another culture before Adam. And it was a culture that was ruled by Satan. You talk about Atlantis, the pyramids, how were they created? What about these ancient archaeological finds where there were these massive stones that were moved hundreds at a time to make a great wall? And no one knows what kind of technology they used to move these things. We can't today. And there was reference to some of the planets and the stars in all of the, what you call, architecture of that time. It was a world that had been ruled by Satan before Adam. And that world was on earth destroyed by the first flood. The world at that time was covered with water. The second time, at the time of Noah, also covered with water. Now, here, at one point, Satan ruled the whole planet. And then judgment came. Well, Satan is attempting the exact same thing again today. A new world order, a satanic world order. A snapshot would have been Adolf Hitler's Germany. Hitler even stated when he, before he disappeared, told his secretary, wait for the one who is coming. I'm not that one. Someone else is coming. He's the one the world is to wait. Wait for that individual. That individual is coming. After Donald Trump is dismissed of his duties, that one will return to power, number six in the riddle. King number six, or president number six, will return. I tell you this ahead of time, so you can fact check. You can fact check me. That's the term today. We're going to fact check everything. We're going to fact check the rabbit to make sure it's a rabbit. Fact check a rat to make sure it's a rat. Everything is fact check. Well, Donald Trump is not going to be assassinated. You can fact check that. So I wanted to begin the hour with Donald Trump is the noble king. Why? Because God stated he would be noble. He would be the good king. He'd be the individual that would try to help not only the people of America, but the people, nations of the world. He was a prince of peace. And because, no, he's not the Prince of Peace, excuse me, be careful here. Don't misread what I'm saying. Blessed are the peacemakers. Obama got the Peace Pulitzer Peace Prize when he's not a peacemaker. He's a man of war. He's an individual that will ride a white horse with a bow in his hand to go out to destroy the nations of the world. Trump is a peacemaker. There was no war during Trump's time. There will be no war should Trump return to power. But again, I have to say, he won't return to power. Now, if he did return, he says that on the right away, I had to reach behind me and get some notes. Trump vows to reinstate state and local tax deductions, and he will get SALT back, the SALT treaty with Russia. Said Trump says that he will get along with Russia. He will get along with China. Oh my goodness. This is one thing that the military leaders of this country will not allow. They will not go along with this. This is absolutely one reason why now they're going to try to plant these explosive devices wherever he will speak. Trump said on Tuesday that if he wins the election, Washington will get along with Moscow and Beijing. I don't know that they're enemies. I think we'll get along with China. I think we'll get along with Russia. I want to get Russia to settle up in Ukraine. The U.S. president election will be held in November 5th. So that's one thing Trump will do. The other thing is resume the SALT talks. Strategic arms. What did that mean? Strategic arms. I can't find what it means. I'll have to talks. Oh, wait a second. No, I'm sorry. Well, yes, he will resume the talks with Russia to bring about some type of easing of the threat of nuclear war. But Trump said that he's going to reinstate state and local tax deductions if he's elected. This is what Trump will do. With Israel, he will not do anything with Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the war in the Middle East, the regional war. No, he won't be able to do anything there. The regional war will continue. Benjamin Netanyahu will finish the operations that Israel has intended, Israel's intentions with that war. And so that war will continue, and nothing will stop that. So one thing Trump cannot do is stop that war. Israel will finish that war. That regional war, victory, complete total victory for Israel, Israel is not occupying Gaza. It's at war with Gaza. It will not occupy the coming nation of Jordan. The nation of Jordan will become Israeli territory. It will be Israel. Israel will expand about an additional two times of its original size right now, all the way to the borders of Iraq. Iraq is not going to like that. Okay, another point I wanted to make is that, like I stated in the first hour, women and children were not targeted with these explosions of these devices yesterday and today. Yesterday they were about 28 to 3,200 casualties. Today, another over thousands more of these walkie-talkies this time were exploded. Now, I did read one article here, and it was talking about, and I need to read this. This, again, is out of Sputnik News. This is very important. This is the Russians. This is Aterina Blonova. The recent detonation of pagers in Lebanon could be caused by interfering with software responsible for charging the devices. Alexei Leonkov, a military analyst and editor of Arsenal of the Fatherland, told Sputnik. I did state yesterday that I felt it was batteries. The Americans and the Allied intelligence agencies created the Echelon surveillance system, built in parallel with the communication network paging communications, cellular communications, and the global internet for monitoring and controlling network participants. Since Echelon's inception in the 1960s, the U.S. has developed international communication standards with a wide set of surveillance tools, which allow the U.S. intel communities to spy on users worldwide, as ex-NSA contractor Edward Snowden disclosed in 2013, commenting on U.S. PRISM program. These instruments can determine an individual's location on the devices one uses for communication, including the pager that one carries in their pocket, according to Leonkov. U.S. operatives can determine a user's coordinates with an accuracy of up to 1 second, given that each device has its own identification number and operates in a common environment under U.S. standards. The recent detonation of the pagers could be caused by battery overheating, which in turn could be provoked by interfering with the software responsible for charging the devices, as per the pundit. Most technical devices now have lithium batteries, according to Leonkov. What happened, he believes, was called thermal runaway. What happened is called thermal runaway, during which the battery, as a rule, explodes. A battery explosion, depending on where the owner wears the pager, can lead to either injury or serious injury, and in exceptional cases, death. So this is what Russia is stating, thermal runaway. The battery, again, is interfered with. The software is interfered with that is responsible for charging the devices. And what happens is thermal runaway. If the pager was close to an artery, the explosion or of a battery could damage one, making him bleed to death within a few minutes. A person cannot be saved. Thermal runaway. So, I'm going to run away to a commercial, and I will return and we'll talk about thermal runaway. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Mike Morris. owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
Okay, and weeknights from 6 to 7, 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Monday through Friday on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the radio, internet radio for the station. We have the control room where we send radio out to the towers and or programs out to the towers and cover the Johnstown radio station footprint. Then we have the internet in Studio B. We have internet radio. That's where I am on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And that is Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Now, Thermal meltdown. Thermal runaway. We're going to talk about thermal runaway. You know, I was going into Denver 3 weeks ago, and I think there was one of these EVs had thermal runaway on I-25, just south of I-70. And I couldn't figure out what happened, but they shut down the interstate from I-25 from I-70 all the way down to 20th Avenue, because I think there was a EV thermal runaway. And when on these EVs, you're sitting on if they can do this to a pager or one of these walkie-talkies Why can't they do this to an EV and interfere with the charging system, causing an explosion? Changing batteries in your vehicle, you have to be careful because you'll wipe out your electronics in the car. And these batteries are, they're good size, 40 pounds. Driving a semi, we had these battery packs lined up side by side on the side of the frame. And these things weighed 80 to 90 pounds. And for the people that change these through their life, if they're right-handed, what happens is at the end of their life, they bow to the right. If you come behind them, they're all bowed to the right because they've been carrying those batteries all their lives. And of course, I'm kidding. But I'm not kidding about how heavy these things are. And the way they have these batteries hooked up, these batteries, what they'll do is they'll take your fingers off. You'll lose some fingers if you're not careful, or you'll get a hole in your finger, a hole in your hand. You don't want to lean on these things. That's not called thermal runaway. That's called carelessness. Anything having to do with even these little batteries. I've seen phones that have been really hot. I think I had one, and what did I do with it? I decided to get another phone, another cell. So this is what's happening, and what this out of Russia, out of Sputnik News, this individual by the name of Mr. Leonkov, what happened is called thermal runaway, during which the battery as a rule explodes. A battery explodes depending on where the owner wears the pager. It can lead to either injury or serious injury and in exceptional cases, death. If the pager is close to an artery, the explosion of the battery can cause damage, making one bleed to death within 5 minutes. And that's it. The person can't be saved. The communication devices used by Hezbollah members exploded in different parts of Lebanon on these pagers yesterday. Then today, there were thousands more of the walkie-talkies. I've heard 200-300, but Russia is saying thousands more used by medical technicians. Okay, then I do want to also discuss the matter of Donald Trump one more time. Trump is right now, Donald Trump has a momentum to defeat Kamala Harris in the election. There's no way Harris would even without outside interference, without criminal activity, she can't win. If it were a fair race, and it would be left alone by the government agencies that are involved in keeping Trump out again, and the Trump haters, Trump would be president without any, there's no doubt. And he has too much momentum right now, and he's going to win the election. And I don't know what's going to happen. He may win. He may be elected again. But I don't know how he will be allowed to to return and be sworn in. That, I know that will not happen. The only one that can continue to take the position of our term president of this country could only be Barack Obama. We can't change it. I can't change it. I see what the scripture says. I just stay with what I know reading the Bible, which people don't like. And my interpretation, everybody is wanting to know if my interpretation is the right interpretation. All I know is I present what I feel is my correct interpretation and present that to you, and then God, as sovereign, will confirm, and if not, good. I will be happy if I'm wrong. The present truth.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hacked her out alone. Riders on the storm.
Okay, so I ran out of things to talk about, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to visit about with you about something else. Because I can't think of anything. I'll think about this. We'll talk about this. How did the attempted assassin know Trump would be at that golf course? This individual was there like at 1 in the morning already setting up before Trump even played golf. Nobody knew that Trump was going to be there. He hadn't told anybody, I don't think. But this individual knew that Trump would be there. Now we're going to get into down the rabbit hole type of stuff. The military has these programs called, they are training personnel in these programs, remote viewing, which is just remote viewing is another term for terms used back in the 60s and 70s. astral projection or soul travel or latent power of the soul techniques. These are government programs in the United States, Russia, China, Korea, throughout the nations of the world. These type of techniques are used in voodoo, Santeria, used in all of the occult, different occult techniques. And it involves bringing, it involves contact with demons. It also involves what a term is the latent power of the soul. The individual that explained the latent power of the soul from a biblical perspective was a man by the name of Watchman Nee. Watchman Nee wrote a book, The Latent Power of the Soul. And he goes back from a biblical perspective. Adam, in the Garden of Eden, Adam was able to, he was aware of everything happening in the Garden of Eden to protect the garden from who? The serpent. And Adam had abilities mentally that, according to Nee, at least up to a million times greater than any man living today. And he was able to, he knew everything happening in that garden. And these techniques, through the years in the occult, I'll put it this way. I don't like to use the occult. The witches and Satanists in all of the societies of the world, they have contact with demons. And demons give them powers, like psychic powers, an ability to leave the soul. Your body is in point, is laying in a bed. Remember the Minority Report with Tom Cruise? That right there, these people laying in a bat of water, sensory deprivation, so they don't feel anything. They can't be affected physically, so that their mind is focused on remote viewing or looking into the future, seeing things that there are many people that have that those abilities to remote view through the latent power of the soul, through the abilities given to the to mankind in the Garden of Eden, which abilities were curtailed because of Eve and her conversation with the devil, with the serpent, and being bewitched and eating forbidden knowledge fruit. Gnosis, I think it's called. Because of that, the abilities we did have one time, at one time, mankind did have, was limited. Why? Because having those expanded abilities like Adam, the direction of evil in the world would have gone to levels that we cannot even imagine. So God had to limit man in his fallen state with his intellectual, mental abilities. So going back to this guy, Routh, the guy is definitely in some kind of, has been involved in some kind of MK or some kind of techniques where he has either learned or through trauma, through pain, he has learned techniques. The expressions on his face, he is not natural. He looks like a madman. These are signs of, in my view, demonic possession. He is extremely intelligent. He wasn't. He has an ability or had the way in which to travel. No one knows really where he's gotten his funding from. It didn't appear like he's a very successful man. From the photos I've seen of where he lives and his vehicles, he's basically an individual that gets by. Where did he get the money to be able to travel to Ukraine to meet the Nazis, the Azov, to be able to speak to people like this? For him to, I guess, know where Trump would be, and the big question was, how did he know? Nobody knew until the morning. Was it somebody in the Secret Service informing him? Well, they didn't inform me at 1 a.m. in the morning, because he was already there at that golf course, at that hole. And this has to be something different. This is a whole new spin, but real. As strange as it may seem, it is real. I'll be back. The Present Truth with Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
So as odd as it may seem, going back to how did Ralph know that Trump would play golf? How did he know when he would be at that hole? Well, he didn't have to. He just knew where he was going to play golf. And he was there the night before setting up. And there was an article I read, which I agree, was this some type of... I wish I had the article in front of me to find the right word. But they said, or was this not just somebody like in the Secret Service, somebody tipping Ralph off, because the Secret Service didn't even know that Trump would play at that golf course the next day, or the day that he, the attempted second attempt would occur. This was, I feel, more along the lines of supernatural, in another world, in a world of Minority Report, in a world of remote viewing, in a world of astral projection, in a world of deep, deep, powerful demonic activity. The government teaches these techniques. The Koreans, there are ways to enhance a person's psychic abilities or supernatural abilities through extreme torture, pain, shock, electrocution. I mean shock, in other words, of shocking them with electricity, but with torture. And then to that, if you add spiritual techniques such as voodoo, which is real, and other forms of very sophisticated witchcraft. I read an article of a guy that was so powerful in witchcraft out of Nigeria, had right there where Idi Amin lived. Right in that, what was it, Nigeria? Where was that? But this individual was so powerful in the occult, so powerful in witchcraft, that he could physically transport his body from Africa to India. Then you have Indian witchcraft in Buddhism, Hinduism, Chinese witchcraft. You have all these age-old practices in the occult out of Europe, England, Eyes Wide Shut, a very, very sophisticated white, powerful witchcraft. I'm watching the clock. I'm running out of time. Podcast 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth Site. We're going to visit tomorrow, and I'll probably run out of something to say, so I'll run out of what I want to present, so we'll discuss something else. Let's discuss something else tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.